Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 368. This is the Android app show about Android apps. We have Door-to-Door Geek and myself, Eric Ardini. Door, how's it going, sir?
Eric literally butted in front of me. I was taking a breath, ready to do the intro, and then he just pipes up, and I gotta let him roll.
I budged right in front of you.
Well, that's fine, because you did good.
So we're here. We're missing one. We've got a wounded soldier who will be here on the field soon. The field of battle, the field of podcast battle. Steve Cherubino will join us as soon as he's able to. Door had no problem getting here. I'm still up in the air on whether my power and electricity and cable modem internet connection is going to go out during the show. So we'll see how that goes. So we'll see Steve as soon as he gets here.
Well, Eric, I gotta ask you, dude, how was your week?
It's been a busy week. I had a lot of meetings. I think you have too, as I was hearing earlier before the show. I actually got, you want to hear my latest story of last night? I got actually not robbed. I got burglarized, kinda. Some young men broke into my garage. And stole wood, antique cabinet doors from the 1800s, and they burnt them on their bonfire.
So say, what kind of people go around breaking into places stealing wood?
Yeah, people who want to make their fire larger. So, Eric,
I literally in my head have the impression you live in the sticks. Like, you pick any direction, you walk for, I don't know, 50 or 60 feet, and there's a tree if you need wood.
Yeah, well, one direction for sure.
Okay.
If you head east, there's definitely a forest.
Okay.
Now, yeah, there's plenty of wood. And in fact, now that you mention that door, there's a huge pile of cut wood 20 feet away from my garage, which they had access to and were partaking in. But it wasn't good enough. It wasn't enough. They had to break into the garage and steal actual antique wood.
Okay, then I'm going to have to guess they are between the ages of 14 and maybe 20. And they broke in and said, there's nothing here worthwhile to steal. Screw it. I'll take some wood.
Yeah. Yeah, but what they did, they broke the wood right outside the garage, up against the tree, like smashed it, and left a big thing of... I mean, this wood was held together with like 20 flathead screws, this door. And then there was another door in there that didn't have any screws. But I saw that laying on the ground this morning, and the fire department's been training on my house, the house next door that I bought, because I'm tearing it down, and they just need to rough, crazy places to train and use their equipment they don't get to use too often. So I thought, well, maybe they did something last night. So I get looking, and I'm like, wait, that's from them, from that set of cabinet doors. So I look inside, I'm like, oh, there's only one left. And then the other cabinet door's gone too. So then I started thinking, I started smelling, actually, I'm like, it smells like something's burning. And so I went over, I said, and then I saw that the pile of brush that they can take freely, which is fine, that was fine with me for them to take off of this pile of brush that the neighbor put there in my yard, which is fine, whatever. I saw that it was strewn all over the yard, so I'm like, oh, those guys were over here getting wood, and I bet those are the guns. So I went behind my house, went up on the trail, walked the trail down to their house. The fire's still smoldering, still this morning. They have a little path that goes up to the trail. Walked down their path. Mind you, it's just littered with beer cans all over the place. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're afraid to show them to somebody. They throw them in the forest. Walked up there, and then laying right on the ground, right next to the fire, is a chunk of that cabinet, not burnt yet. And I'm like, oh, so but this time I'm furious. I pick it up, and I just immediately walk up to the house and start slamming on the door. And I didn't call the cops. You know, I hate to get a kid who's just a kid into the system of like probation. And then because I don't see enough kids get out of that system. When they get in trouble and they plea for probation and then they mess up by not having a seatbelt or something or right. whatever. So well, I talked to the dad, and the dad's like, oh, I'll beat their butt. Blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, well, I would appreciate if you do. And he's like, well, I'll tell you what, I'll bring them down and I'll do it right in front of you. I'm like,
oh, geez.
That'd be good too.
Well, I'll say, yeah, when typically when you get the authorities involved, the odds of the kids coming out of the situation better, like smarter, you know, straightening up is slim to none.
Yeah, yeah. Next time, I'll go that route, though.
All right, well, Steve isn't here. Steve's in here, but I got to give a Steve update.
Okay.
First off, I will say, if he did live by me, I would have went and banged on his door really loud. Because I was a little bit upset at Mr. Shups, Mr. Cherubino.
Yeah.
I know he has a bunch of cat things going on. And, you know, he always messes around and says, these guys don't care about my cat. And I kind of don't care about his cat, but I care about him.
Yeah.
So because he cares about the cat, I then care about the cat. The cat was, I know, had having something major done, quote unquote, on Tuesday. So on Tuesday at 11 a.m., no, maybe it was Wednesday. On Wednesday at 11 a.m., I pinged him on Voxer and just said, cat update, question mark. And then like an hour later in our group chat, he just piped back to us what somebody did, cool, weird, whatever, just like one word, and that was it. So he said that after I pinged him. And then 11 o'clock at night, he pings me back and says, hey, Dor, just wanted to let you know, everything's doing okay with the cat, picked it up, blah, 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 blah. And I ripped one. I said, dude, you let me sit idle for 12 hours thinking something really bad happened to your cat. I asked you and you didn't want to talk about it. So you didn't respond to me. So I felt like I felt like a jerk, and B, I felt like something really bad might happen to your cat and you just didn't want to talk about it and all kinds of stuff. So I literally ripped him a whole new one because he had me all stressed out on behalf of him.
Yeah. No, that's the thing with Voxer though. Sometimes when I get a message just from you, and it's not in like one of the big group chats that we are part of, I don't really, somehow I don't see them. It doesn't, and it's not just you. It's anybody who just on a whim voxes me. I don't know.
Well, I'll say everyone's connection is different. Sometimes, Eric, you go 6 hours and then I hear a reply to something and it puts it in the timeline correctly, like hours ago.
Oh, after all those other things were said, I'm just inserted way back then.
Huh. Yeah, but that only happens like once a month or so. It does happen with Steve C every now and then too, and it might happen with me with other people. So, you know, well, but he didn't use that excuse. He just used the excuse I didn't see it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can see that he didn't. I mean, sometimes I don't. Now, do you do any Voxer maintenance, like clearing cache anymore or anything like that? Because I do zero. I don't do anything to it. I just use it as it comes.
I don't clear cache or anything unless I know there is some kind of problem. Okay. Then I literally clear cache, clear data, relog back in, or uninstall, reinstall.
And that's a nice, you know, remember the days with Voxer? Oh, yeah. It was high maintenance for a while.
Very, very, and it's definitely calmed down. Okay, we're going to talk about at least a couple apps here, considering we've already went about 10 minutes.
Okay, hey, can I give an app just for you?
Oh, you can, but I'm not going to lie, I'm a little scared.
Well, it's for not just for you. It's for a lot of people, you and other people in your expertise level of this kind of stuff, these are my dreams of the things I want to do. I just have not gotten to do them yet.
Okay.
This is the official Kodi app for Android. I don't know if you do this kind of thing. You have a home server with your videos and pictures and stuff on it like that, Dor?
I still do, but I also still use Plex. Plex is really my main one that I use. And it's only because of habit. And the kids already understand the interface, I'll say.
See, I've never set up a Plex. I've never set up a Kodi or a XBMC. Basically what Kodi is, it's KODI. And I think this is the name change of XBMC. Is that right?
Yes.
And what it does is it gives you a place to, you can rip your DVDs that you own to it and mm-hmm. your pictures, and you'll have on any connected device in your home, you will be, have access to all of your stuff. Is that a good explanation of it?
Yeah, they used to be, I believe, mainly a streaming service. You could like capture, not capture. You could connect to streams and using Kodi, you could see them. Now they're much more of a quote unquote full featured home theater experience. I'll say that. To where it does pictures, it does music, it does local stored movies on the network, and you can do a bunch of streaming stuff. Now, here's my question. In the store, in the Play Store, I also put the link down there to Core official remote for Kodi. And this supposedly, is, I brought this maybe a month ago.
Yeah. Yep.
Is this the same app that you linked to? Because you linked to Kodi.tv/download.
This Kodi app that I have installed has no Google Play or Amazon Store links as of right now. The only place I could find it was on this web, the Kodi.tv website.
Oh, okay. So what I linked to was merely the remote for Kodi. What you're linking to is an actual, like, instance of Kodi.
Yes, on your Android device.
Oh. That could be really interesting, dude. Yeah, and this isn't going to be in the notes because the notes is designed for apps from the Play Store. So if you just go to Kodi, K-O-D-I, KODI.TV/download. They have direct links to the Windows installer, Linux guide, Mac OS X, 64-bit, 32-bit, Android, ARM or x86, Kodi Buntu, 64-bit, iOS devices, Raspberry Pi SD card install, or other devices like BSD and Freescale. Right there, click, bang, you go. If you click on the Android ones, it literally links directly to an APK. Can't get any easier than that.
And it loaded fine on my Note 4, though I haven't used it yet.
Gotcha. That is really cool. See, even if I would have saw this, Eric, I would have just thought, well, this is the remote for Kodi, right? Right, right, right? But no, this is cool. Very good find. Yeah. Here's the reason why I really like this, Eric. This then gives me the opportunity to install it, play with it, before converting my computer to being an XBMC media center.
Yeah. Would you use an older or a different Android device, hook it up on there, and then when you're on your Wi-Fi in your house then with your Android device, then you could log into it from another computer? Or
no, I could then just use it on my Android device or maybe even install it to my game stick.
Oh. Ooh.
Just a thought.
Well, when you're working on that, tune me in because I'll be right there with you with my game stick in hand because I did buy that thing, door that we were talking about the other day, the HDMI to VGA converter.
Smart man. $8?
Yeah. And it works great. It'll be good for my conference I got to do next week, and it will also be good for running the game stick on an old unused monitor out on my screen porch to be the entertainment center out there.
As long as kids don't come in and rob it. Yeah. Very cool. Okay. Let's bring one more app piece here real quick. Okay. This one I'm kind of bringing for you, Eric, because you were the one that really got me first interested in Cardboard. Okay. I didn't even know this one existed, or maybe they might've changed names. I'm not sure. This is called Cardboard Design Lab. I don't think this is the Cardboard app that I installed where you could do YouTube and you could do the Red Hat floating around the forest kind of thing. This to me looked completely different. I installed it on my Moto X and yeah. I had it all ready to roll. I went upstairs to see if I could find the kids' Cardboard and it wouldn't fit in because they destroyed it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And when I confronted them, they, of course, said, it wasn't us. It was our nephew or their cousins did it. Yeah. And my youngest looked at my oldest and he said, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was the cousins that did it.
Like, yeah.
Little liars.
I've never seen this, this one before. I've got actually a cardboard app that I'm going to bring, but I got to use it on cardboard first. So, which means is I can't, I don't know, maybe I've got it installed on my note, but it doesn't really work too well in my cardboard because I don't have the large size cardboard. So I might have to install it on my other Android phone first to try it out.
Gotcha. It's one of those things. It looks good. I got to tell you, if you've ever played with cardboard, play with it a little bit more because I guarantee you this is going to have something new in it. Fun. Because I tried to look at it and do it just holding it in front of my hand. It ain't the same.
Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah. I can't wait for a Samsung Gear VR to come down in price on eBay sometime cheap, or I see one at a flea market or something and pick that up.
Why?
Because it's specifically made for this phone and the size and everything, and it's actually comfortable to wear and all that.
Do you understand the price of that right now, at least?
Right now? No, I'm saying at a rummage sale. Or
No. First off, do you understand how much it costs right now?
It's like $160.
Yeah. How much does it have to come down in price? Because you can get cardboard for $20. And it does have a Velcro strap you can put around your head that isn't discomforting.
Not the one I've got. The one I've got doesn't have anything that straps around your head.
Yeah, so you got to have a strap around your head.
Mine doesn't even have the magnet on the side.
Oh, well.
Mine was like 20 cents.
Okay, well, that's okay. Okay, now bring us another app, Eric.
Okay. Well, you're so demanding, Dor.
Well, because you took my thunder in the beginning. That's what you get, brah.
All right, I'm going to bring this one. I don't know what you think about this.
Neither do I, because you haven't said it yet.
This one's called GSAM Battery Monitor.
GSAM.
I'm bringing this one for Steve Cherubino, even though he's a lurker. He was talking about my favorite Minima wallpaper, maybe possibly draining his battery. And I think this was an email that came in about his situation with that. And GSAM Battery Monitor. It kind of tells you where your battery usage is coming from. Basically, it shows your screen, your Wi-Fi, your Bluetooth, GPS, all those things that are using your battery. And then at the bottom, it has app usage. It's got a percentage next to it for all these things. And then you tap on app usage, and then it will break down all of the apps that are running on your phone and how much battery they're using. And Minima really wasn't even up towards the top. I mean, I guess it was, but like it was very little as far as a percentage goes using my
app. Okay. Well, I'll say if he just needs app, that should be built into the OS.
What, for battery usage?
Yeah. You go into battery usage and you should be able to, let me turn down my brightness on my phone, which actually is turned all the way down. And you should be able to get an apps listing of your battery usage. Just go home, settings, battery. At least mine.
Now I'll join in now. Since you brought me into it. I didn't know if Minima was causing it. I wrongfully accused them. I admit it. Nice to join you guys. Hey, but carry on, Dora. You lead, and I'll just chime in.
Well, I will say that. Looking at their listing of app and battery usage, I do see Android system in there. Because what I was thinking was, in my list, I see Android system, and maybe that would be a combination of what they call a phone radio, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth kind of thing. But no, they don't have that. So what that yours has over the default one is you can see your phone, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, separately. Yeah.
And this, and it also, I noticed it had kernel Android system, and it really broke that down too.
Gotcha.
Let's see if.
Good eye.
And it considers those apps even. So,
right.
I got Android system, Android kernel, Google Play Store, Google Play Services, and then Minima Pro.
Gotcha. That's really good.
And then system underneath that. And then system lollipop system UI under that. There's quite a few just to keep it moving and running.
I think it's just his phone. You know, it's already falling apart and getting old.
You're talking about mine?
Time for an upgrade.
I can't wait to get a new phone. This phone does not do it for me.
What do you got? What are you running right now?
The G4.
Not G4.
G3.
G3. Whatever. I was harassing about it either way.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Is it the button on the back that's got you down?
I don't like that. And I don't like that. A couple things. I don't know. It just, for some reason, I'm not feeling it. The Nexus 5 was, I was feeling it. But the G4 has those leather backgrounds. I'm really into that. You don't have to like basically buy a case. It comes with leather on it. I'm into that. I might get an LG G4.
Right. Well, hey, Steve, all you have to do is go to android.com/phones/which phone, and you can go through a wizard where you tell it your usage, and it will tell you what phone, and pick your carrier, and it will tell you what phone you should get.
You're telling me what phone I should get?
Yeah. All right. And that's an official android.com page.
Does that G3 do a rocking thing? Because I know it's because I curve back. Does it, if you rock it to the left, does it like scroll left and rock it to the right? Does it do stuff when you rock it?
You mean just like hold it and turn it?
Yeah, because like it's laying on the desk. Because the back's like rounded.
Oh, no. No,
and
it's not.
Tap one. I was sitting across the table from somebody in a meeting, and they had a G3. And I saw that it was just, you know, floating on that middle part while both of the sides were curved up. I'm like, oh, that'd be nice little UI if you could just roll it, you know, roll it over to one side or the other. Kind of like, Wear does with your, when you're scrolling, you just flick your wrist now and it keeps scrolling.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Android Wear is coming along, man. They've got a lot of great updates.
So if you have Tourette's or you have cerebral palsy, you will just not stop scrolling. Yeah, great idea.
Yeah, you can get right through it real fast.
Okay, super quick. android.com/phones/which phone. Get started. I like this interface. It basically lets you pick what you want to use your phone for. Taking photos, listening to music, being a pro, being productive, social media, gaming, watching video, being on the go, staying fit, texting and instant messaging, talking, web browsing, or expressing my style.
Let's see. I'm gonna click expressing my style.
Okay, and then you get follow-up questions. Yeah. Like, how important to you is the look of your phone? Anything is fine, minor, but I care. I like options. My phone is an extension of my style.
That one.
Okay. Then you click next. Then it says, how would you like to customize your phone? Not sure. Wallpaper and home screen set up my way. Picking my favorite color. Stylish phone back or curved or flex screen.
Ooh, stylish phone back, right, Steve?
Stylish phone back, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and now you have to pick two more of these things back to that first category picking of taking photo, listening to music, being productive. Now you pick two more of those, and you go through, and when it's done, you pick your carrier, and then it gives you your like top three options for phones.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I will say, this is the kind of thing they needed 5 years ago or 4 years ago, not now. I mean, right. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. It's cool. It's cool to have now, but 5 years ago was when this was needed because everyone was complaining about, there's too many out there. You know, there's too much choice. I don't know. Just get an iPhone. I just go in and buy it.
Yeah, here's my test. The test was, is U.S. Cellular at the end of this tunnel
of course
choices?
Not.
Of course not. So I still don't know what phone I want. All I know is I've really realized I need style.
Well, I'm happy I helped you realize that, Eric.
Thank you. It's all...
You know, honestly, the things I want aren't in the list here. Like, I want speed. There's nothing in here for, like, just fast. That's basically what I want, just a super fast phone.
Or like, long ability to play podcast
speed, yeah, and speed of voices on podcasts. Mm-hmm. Does it have a processor that can handle synthesizing sounds quickly? Okay, well, when they update that to 2.0 and put US Cellular and iWireless and Alcatel and all the other little guys, then I'll be ready to find me a new phone. Cricket.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely a fan of that site, and that's what I'm going to tell people now when they ask me what phone should I get. I don't know. Go here. Blame the site when you don't like your phone, not me.
Yeah, you might want to make a like a bit.ly for it, or a, you know, a smaller. You know, no, just go to door to door phone picker.
No, that's the first test. The first test is, can they get there without me using any extraordinary amounts of help? And if they can, then I'll offer them more help. Yeah. Okay, Eric. I definitely thank you for coming out and for interrupting me and hosting this show. But if you haven't noticed, I've slowly taken back control.
Yes, as they will.
As well. Do you have any last messages that you want to say to the listeners?
Thanks for listening. The next show on Wednesday will have a full group of people. Promise.
Very cool. And I thank everyone for downloading. Thank everyone for coming out and for supporting the network. We'll see you guys next time.